works of the early church fathers is how to explain the Jewish people in the picture of world society. On one hand, the Jews are portrayed as being the most vile and evil people, the people who killed Jesus, who are guilty of deicide, who really have no reason to survive, and who are damned to eternal hell and fire. On the other hand, they're here. So the church fathers came up with the theory, and I just want to explain it for a minute before we conclude, with the theory of the witness people. The theory of the witness people is that since the Jewish people were present when Jesus came in the world, and since he himself was from the midst of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people rejected him, so they are condemned to live throughout civilization, throughout history, in order that at the end of days they will bear witness to his second coming, and then they themselves will become Christians. So that the whole process of civilization has to do only with the Jewish people. Now, I'll discuss this with you at much greater length because it's a very important theory and it explains a great deal of Christian attitude towards Jews and ambivalence. For instance, the Pope of Rome has always, outside of Vatican City, a number of Jews who live under papal protection. They are called the Pope's Jews. The Pope has to keep them alive because he needs them for witnesses. Everybody else come and argue and send them to Auschwitz, but not the Pope's Jews. Even now, the only protest that Pius XII made against the deportation of Jews to concentration camps is when the Gestapo in 1944 took the Pope's Jews out of Rome. The Pope's Jews you're not allowed to touch, because that is part of this theory. And it is a complicated, complex thing, but we'll have to discuss it in order to be able to understand, because it lies at the heart of much of Christian-Jewish relationships. Now, in our time, Baruch Hashem, nobody figures out these things. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. The Roman Catholic theologians certainly figure it out. And thinking Jews are also aware of the problem. But the basic, the guy that wants to have his picture taken with the Pope so he can hang it on his office window, right, it really doesn't bother him, the witness theory, how it looks. And therefore, it is no longer of the importance that it may have once been, but it colored all Christian-Jewish relationships till our time, and therefore it's something important to be remembered.
Were the Pope's Jews individuals or just a collection of Popes?
Depends. There were times when the Jews paid to become Pope's Jews, and there were times when nobody wanted to be the Pope's Jews. In Rome until the 1920s, when a Pope was crowned, all the Jewish synagogues in Rome had to come out with the Sifrei Torah and march in his procession. Lukovit the Pope. So it depends on the times, etc. But there's a reality to it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
still even today.
It's even today.